Hello, everybody, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs, and we continue to stream more stories about the new economy and how people are working and dealing with it every day. Thank you for tuning in, and we appreciate it. I can be found at jdavis@mageusa.com. That's Mage, my management consulting firm. Our next guest, courtesy of Mark Z from Mark Z Legal Staffing, is Peter Caruso, partner Caruso & Caruso. So is there another Caruso in the practice, or you just like your name?
No, there is. It's the older one. It's probably the more formidable one. My father is also Peter, so it's very confusing.
That gets easy.
So that's right.
Can I speak to Peter, please?
Yeah, precisely. Now, the trouble becomes, is it the older, is it the younger? So we're trying to still find out what that dynamic is. But we've been doing it now for 20-some-odd years. We should know by now.
Wow. So after 20 years, I have to ask, even before we get into, who's the boss today?
Well, I say I'm the boss today, but I was gone for 10 years and I came back in February. So my timing from coming back with this COVID pandemic was interesting.
Wow. So tell us about that. Why did you come back? What are you doing? And what's it been like? There's three questions.
Yeah, great. So I came back because I think it's much better here. I started here. I started with my dad for 11 years, and I went to a firm in Boston. We had 90 lawyers, and I was there working for, believe it or not, we have a very diverse practice. I was there working on media clients, so with Meredith Corporation, Time Inc., Sports Illustrated, et cetera. And after 10, 11 years there, I decided, you know, what I really like most about practicing law is dealing with the clients face-to-face and helping them sort of deal with their succession plans for businesses or for planning their estates. So I came back here, and my dad's been doing this since the 70s. So he has quite a client base. We have quite a reach here in Northern Massachusetts. So it's a better fit.
Nice. And so going back and then hitting the pandemic, how did that affect you, and how are you dealing with it with clients?
Yeah, it was an interesting time. From about March, the first 2 weeks of March, we were all sort of wondering what was going to happen, because we'd shut our doors just for the safety of our clients and the safety of our staff. And I didn't know exactly what was going to happen, but I'll tell you, whether it's our clients are resilient or they had a lot of time to sit at home and think, hey, maybe I should start thinking about my planning. Business didn't tail off that much, thankfully, and we adapted, and now we're working in the Zoom world and we're working in the remote world. And frankly, I think it's a little, dare I say it, a little bit more efficient for everyone. And clients seem to enjoy it, and we're getting documents out as fast as we can. So it really, there wasn't that much of a blip, which is terrific.
Interesting. So you're back in the office today. Is that new, or is that something you've been doing?
We've been back for a while. Oh, I've been coming in sporadically, you know, simply just to make sure we do. Again, we do a lot of work with closely held businesses, some of whom didn't stop, some of whom who did. And a lot of clients who we're dealing with, you know, some of our elder clients, unfortunately, we lost some of our conservatorships due to the COVID pandemic and the nursing homes. And we needed to deal with that type of situation and helping plan for the family. So a lot of it needed to be somewhat hands-on, socially distant. So I've been here in the office for a while. We've been back full-time only since the governor said it was okay. So our staff has been here now for maybe 2.5 weeks or so, and we're still trying to adjust to what the new norm is.
Can you be specific with us what type of work you do with clients?
Certainly. So we have a really broad practice, because we deal with anyone from the small closely held business all the way up to the family office with $100 million in assets. So what we try to do is be a one-stop shop for our clients. And we're focused primarily now in COVID on trust and estates, probate litigation, business succession planning. And what we've really found is that the guts and the meat of the business succession planning, the estate planning, we're getting to the root of what families want to do now. Before, sometimes we see families come in a panic situation or a quote unquote perceived panic situation to plan, and they just want something in place. Now we have the time to sit and talk with our clients. Our clients have had the time to sit and talk, because they're probably isolated with the people that they love most, about what the business succession plan is. So we have actually found that our plans have been tailored far more closely the way we like it to exactly the way the client would like to see the strategy play out, which has been a welcome change.
Is your practice different than your father's?
Sort of. We're the same for the most part, except we both do First Amendment law. He's more focused on First Amendment. He's one of the leading First Amendment newspaper lawyers in the country. I work a lot on art and museum and collectibles and dealing with collectors and how to manage their collection and whether or not the next generation wants their collection, which is always an interesting conversation.
Well, that's interesting. And do you see that your practice of law changing permanently as we move forward?
I do. I think clients are a little bit more comfortable now. Actually, it gets a lot of people off the sidelines now, which is terrific, because estate planning and often business succession planning isn't something people want to talk about. Now, with the people having time to think about where they are and the ease of which we can discuss. Before, you'd have to schedule an appointment in theory and go and see your lawyer or your professional. Now, if they say, I have a question, we schedule a Zoom conference. We're face-to-face, it's still personal, and a lot more gets done. So I do think the practice is going to evolve into more of a remote access, but I don't think you're going to lose that personal touch. So from my standpoint, I think it's going to be a good, positive, and efficient change for everyone.
We've been speaking with Peter Caruso, partner at Caruso & Caruso. Peter, if somebody was looking for you at the firm, how would they find you?
We have a website at carusoandcaruso.com, and it has all of our listings of services there. You can also just call directly. People like to call. We still like getting our phone calls, so that's 978-475-2200. And we're in Andover, and we have an office also in Marblehead, so we can serve North Shore and Southern New Hampshire as well.
That's very nice. We look forward to your continuing relationship with Radio Entrepreneurs and hearing more about the new economy. And good luck with Dad. I hope you have 25 more years with him. That would be
Thank
great.
You. We'll keep him in line.
That's good. Remind Thank everybody, you. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. And please join us. Find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and Stitcher. Obviously, I'm not on all those things, but the radio show is. And looking forward to more interviews with Peter. And we will be right back after this short break.